expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com. Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Once again, welcome to Our Urban Story on DDVRadio.com. This is yours truly, Barbara from Harlem. And before I turn over the mic to Miss Diamond, I'm going to give you the call-in number. The number is 973-925-4559. And we welcome your opinion, we welcome to hear your voice, and we welcome to hear your comments on what's being said. Hello, Miss Diamond. Good afternoon, Miss Diamond.
Hello, everyone. Welcome aboard. It's a beautiful Saturday here in the northeastern part of the U.S., Saturday, August 17th. So we're basically almost 2 or 3 weeks away from Labor Day. Summer is coming to an end, but a lot to talk about today, and we're just going to be positive about going into fall.
All right, now.
As we usually say at the beginning of every broadcast, there is a lot to talk about. It's no different this week. There is a lot to talk about. I want to start off talking about the fact that Israel has barred Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. Both women are freshmen to the Congress, Democrats. We all know them by now. Ilhan Omar represents a district in Minnesota. Rashida Tlaib represents Michigan's 13th district. Barbara, what are your thoughts on the fact that Israel barred these two freshman congressmen from entering their country?
Well, first of all, if you hear me referring to Il-O, that's
Ilhan Omar.
And if you hear me saying the rash, that is
Rashida Tlaib.
Okay, so I have my interpreter right here, so I want y'all to understand, because I don't give them that much respect. I can pronounce the names if I want to, but I choose not to, because they don't respect my country. Now, what was the question?
Well,
I think about it?
Yeah, the Israel has banned them from entering their
country. And that is wonderful. That is wonderful. And, you know, they said that our President Trump encouraged Netanyahu to do so. But from what I understand, what you told me earlier is that Israel has a law on the book. Mm-hmm. Please explain that law.
Well, from just a high-level view of the law, my understanding is in 2017, the state of Israel passed a law that if you support boycotting Israel, you will be banned from their country. So before any of us heard of Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, Israel had this law and has this law on its books before they even enter Congress.
Now, you know, they're tricksters. And my friend who on Facebook, Steve Goldberg, he informed me also. I mean, you know, I saw some of his posts. He puts very good posts on there, and he keeps you up to date about what's going on in Israel and all of that. One thing he mentioned is that they filled out their trip request, giving the destination as Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ill and rash are people that I'm very upset about even being in the Congress, because they don't belong in the Congress. I was upset from the minute I heard that they wanted to swear in on the Quran. Well, if they want to swear in on the Quran, they should be over there in Iran, Iraq, and some of those places. The Quran has no historical attachment, value, or significance to America. Absolutely. We were founded on Judeo-Christian values.
Absolutely.
What I also learned from my friend Steve is that there are other countries that have banned Jews. So what goes around comes around.
Mm-hmm.
And there are 16 countries
but
listed.
But let's be careful, though, not to interrupt you, Barbara.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to feed into that Israel's banning Muslims. I know you're not saying
no,
that.
No, I'm just saying that these countries ban Jews.
Okay, yeah. Okay, go ahead, please.
There's 16 countries. And he also gave me the link because, you know, he doesn't just say things frivolously. He has the facts. It's posted on the Daily Wire. Those countries are Algeria, Bangladesh, B-R-U-N-E-I. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Brunei.
Okay. Emirates, E-M-I.
Emiratis.
Okay, you got it. Iran, Iraq, Kuwait, Lebanon, Libya, Malaysia, O-M-A-N.
Oman.
Oman, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen.
Now, that's very important. That's very important.
Okay.
Let's break that down. Anything else for now?
Well, the thing about it is that, I mean, is it, those are all Muslim countries. So there's no such thing as freedom of religion.
Absolutely.
There's no such thing as if you worship another god other than their god, mm-hmm. that you will be respected and accepted. Mm-hmm. You know, America has gone way out of the way.
Right.
To even allow people like Ill and Rash, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. to, number one, be in this country.
Absolutely.
And then their hateful rhetoric, mm-hmm. is disgusting, is disrespectful, and they should be banned. As a matter of fact, I ban them from America.
Absolutely. The fact that Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib put their destination as Palestine,
yes.
and not Israel, is a significant sign of disrespect. That's number one. Number two, both Ilhan sponsored and Rashida Tlaib and AOC supported a boycott of Israel.
Of Israel.
Boycott, divestment, and there's an I. The I am not. I can't think of off the top of my head. So you're boycotting. You want to boycott Israel. Ilhan Omar went so far as to compare Israel to Nazi Germany, and yet you want the Israeli government to have you in their country. Are you kidding me? These two women are an absolute security risk. Now, Rashida Tlaib put on Twitter that she wanted to see her grandmother, whom she referred to as Siti. She wanted to see her grandmother. So Israel's ambassador, foreign minister, he said, okay, come and see your grandmother. But Israel had set certain conditions because she has proven to be an anti-Semite. She is dangerous to be in the state of Israel.
Why doesn't she move back over there and be
exactly,
with her grandmother?
Exactly, exactly. But she refused. So her hatred of Israel supersedes her love for her grandmother.
Well, I don't think that they have the love that we classify as love. And why I say that is because how can you have a child come from your body, yeah. and then you let them be trained as a terrorist?
Jihadi, exactly. Terrorist.
A jihadist as a terrorist.
Right, exactly.
And I've seen videos of Muslim mothers applauding the fact that their child killed some innocent people in the process of killing themselves. And they thought that that was great. I saw a mother who said that she had, I don't know if it's true or not, that she had, I think, about 8 sons. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And 4 or 5 of them had killed people in the process and killed themselves. Mm. Well, just like the one down in Orlando. Mm. The one,
yes.
who did the shooting at that club and killed 49 people,
at
I believe.
The gay nightclub Pulse in Orlando. Absolutely.
Absolutely. His father was at one of Hillary Clinton's rallies.
In the front row.
He didn't look like he was mourning. He didn't look like he was sad. He didn't look like he was depressed.
He looked embarrassed.
And he got a front row seat. He didn't look embarrassed
right,
or anything.
Right.
Because they think it's a martyrdom, I think that's what they call it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they think that that's a high privilege,
right,
for their children, mm-hmm. that they've given birth to,
right, it's
to
true.
Go out there, strap a bomb on themselves, pull the lever or designate the bomb or let
right,
the bomb
I gotcha,
explode,
I gotcha. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
kill themselves and kill innocent people,
right.
So I don't think she has said she's that much attached because I don't think they allow themselves, and I'm stretching it, mm-hmm. to become that emotionally attached.
Well, I want to address a key, an important...
It's That's my important opinion. Yes.
That Israel has installed, or it's a Muslim ban. That is That is absolutely untrue. And then former vice presidential running mate of Hillary Clinton, Tim Kaine, repeated the lie. This is not a Muslim ban. Israel has Muslims living inside of Israel.
We saw them in living color.
That Israel provides medical care to Muslims, whether they're from the Palestinian territory, Syria, whatever. They go to Israel for medical care. You have Saudi diplomats and others who go into Israel. So for Ilhan Omar to state that lie and for Tim Kaine to repeat that lie is irresponsible. There's no Muslim ban. However, there is a ban on Jews to several Muslim
16 countries.
Exactly.
That's right.
So I want Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, why don't you address that? Again, there's no Muslim ban. The Muslims who live in Israel have a higher standard of living than Muslims who live in the Palestinian territories.
And why we say that is because we visited Israel in 2008 and we saw them there in Israel in living color.
Well, the thing is, when you go into Israel, Jerusalem specifically.
Yes, we were there.
And there's a place where they sell a lot of, trinkets and food. And
right.
A very popular square that a lot of tourists visit in Jerusalem. Now, we're talking about over 10 years ago, but if I remember correctly, virtually all of the vendors were Arab.
They were. And they said,
"And most Arabs,
I believe in Jesus.
And most Arabs are Muslim."
That's correct.
So to say that Israel has a Muslim ban is patently false.
Well,
this is what we're talking about. Ilhan Omar, who married her brother, who's dating some other guy, divorcing her second husband. She is a known liar and a con woman.
Well, I don't know any person on the left who isn't a liar. That's how they make their claim to fame. They lie.
Right.
And they don't apologize for the lies they've told.
Right.
And look at the leaders of the group. Hillary, Slick Willie.
Yeah, that's true.
And Killary.
Right.
And they're not known for telling the truth.
That's true.
But this is how the this party operates. That's normal for them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's normal for Ill and for Rash to say things that are not true. And if she really misses her grandmother, I think she should pack her bags and go back.
Well,
because she's not doing anything that's helpful to America.
But
can I just say one thing?
Absolutely.
People like Tim Kaine, people like Ovamit, all of those people have more sentimental feelings for people who worship Islam than they have for Christians. They'll say the most derogatory things about Christians, but they'll elevate people who are worshipers of Islam, Muslims. And then with the beheadings of women, with the beatings of women, with the honor killings, they're hush hush. They don't say a word with them having sex with animals. They're hush hush. Tim Kaine and people like of his ilk are very quiet when it comes to those things because they're more linked spiritually with them than they are with Christians.
Absolutely. And you said something interesting. The worshipers of Islam.
Yes.
Now, we know that Muslims worship Allah, the God they call.
Absolutely.
Allah. But it is kind of appropriate to say the worshipers of Islam because they're obsessed with it and they want to push it down everybody else's throat.
Absolutely.
So it's not only just about worshiping the unknown God of Islam, whom they call Allah, it's a worshiping of this religious system that they believe is the perfect system, and it's not. But you're absolutely right. The left and radical Muslims have joined arms because both groups have rejected the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Without a doubt.
They rejected the God of the Bible, which shaped this country in the palm of his hands. And
absolutely.
I do believe, because God put it in it throughout, it's near several places, but most prominently in my mind in Ezekiel 37, where he promised that the children of Israel would return to that land. And Israel needed a protector nation. And we are that protector nation.
And those who bless Israel will be blessed. Now, you see, a lot of these nations that we name that have a ban against Jews, how are they faring? you know, Sudan, Syria, Yemen. How are they faring? How are their people faring?
Exactly.
If they were faring so well, then people from those countries wouldn't be coming here.
Absolutely.
We're a bacon-loving country.
Right. They know they can't conquer us. And so they try to
infiltrate,
and they go through the Democratic Party, because the Democratic Party is a weak spot for the American people, for America. Mm-hmm. It is a place where anti-Semites and others
feel very comfortable.
Those who are communists, socialists, they have a home in the Democratic Party. They would meet great resistance trying to rise up the ranks of the Republican Party.
Now, you know, the beginning of the Democratic Party, you know, they had their racist bent, and that was bad enough. But now they've opened their arms to the Communist Party, to communist thoughts, to socialism, things of that nature. They're rejecting the founding of this country, and that's their major problem. That's why they attack all of the traditional things that have made this country great. They have to attack it, you know, and we have to stand up against them. There are more of us, I believe,
than
of them.
Right.
More of us have good sense, and we have a moral compass. You know, you can become so entrenched in something that you become hardwired, and your moral conscience just disappears. It gets buried under some kind of refuse, I mean, you know, garbage. So we have to stand strong, and we have to stay focused, because it is a battle between good and evil. That's the bottom line. That's really the bottom line.
Well, absolutely. It's played out more in politics.
Yes,
but
it is.
But it impacts different areas of our lives.
All areas of our lives,
really,
I believe.
All areas,
yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
But we see it played out most prominently during elections, election cycles.
Oh, absolutely.
Where people really take sides at that point.
Yes.
But it impacts nearly every aspect of our lives. So this is beyond politics. You have a group of people in the United States that want to, God forbid, tear down the foundation of this country.
Absolutely.
That's why they constantly and frequently attack the U.S. Constitution, because it prevents them from basically running over the citizens.
Yes.
The First Amendment, freedom of speech. The Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. These are critical, critical amendments to the Constitution.
Yes.
One of the things that Venezuela, when they became a socialist country, one of the first things they did was take all the guns away.
They disarmed the
and
people.
And now they can just run over, literally with tanks, the people of Venezuela. And that's why people are leaving Venezuela. They're starving. They're hungry. Because the government, it was turned into a socialist country. So it's important for us to be able to protect ourselves, because humans are humans. And they have a tendency, dictatorial, tyrannical tendencies from humans who do not believe in the God of the Bible. If they don't believe in the God of the Bible, they're more apt to believe in tyranny.
I know, and,
you know,
and
so
it's
very important for us to make sure we protect the First and Second Amendment, because those two amendments impact everything else. The Sixth Amendment is due process, but if you don't have the right to bear arms, you don't have a freedom of speech, how can you get due process through the law? Because basically, if you remove the First and Second Amendment, you have a tyranny.
Well, and that's what we have to ward off, and we have to be mindful of. That's why any of you listening to the sound of our feeble voices, and if you know people who have said, well, what's the use? There is a use. You can you encourage those people to get up, get out, and vote. Vote for what's right for America. You know, that vote is a very precious thing in this country. If we were one of those countries, you know, run by a dictator, you know, one of those tyrants, you wouldn't have that privilege of participation. And that is a very sacred position to be in. And I'm really appalled at the Democratic Party trying to give our citizenship rights away to people who have come into this country illegally. That's how lawless the Democratic Party has become.
Right.
They've become lawless. They've become anti-constitution, anti-founding, anti-anti.
Right, right.
And they are too dangerous right now.
Absolutely.
They need to be reorganized.
Yes. Absolutely.
Because they have no conscience. I call them. I call, as a matter of fact, Obama, when he was getting ready to run for president, I did a flyer and I named him Poster Boy of the Godless. Mm. Now, my daughter thought that that was being too cruel. But unfortunately, he lived up to every word that I described him as, mm-hmm. Poster Boy of the Godless.
Absolutely.
They're coming out of the woodworks now, and they're letting you know that they're godless. Look at these abortion laws that they're pushing for. Mm-hmm. If that's not an indication of godlessness, no respect for human life, no respect for thou shall not kill, then I don't know what to say. The Democratic Party has become a dangerous eyesore to American liberty, American freedom, and the American Republic. Mm-hmm. They're pushing for socialism. They're pushing for everything that is un-American.
Yep.
And that's because they want more power and more control over our lives. We don't have to look far. Like Ms. Diamond has said, Venezuela is a perfect example.
Exactly.
Look at the chaos. Look at the devastation that's going on there. We don't want that for America. We don't want that for those coming behind us. And we have to stand up. We have to vote. And we have to fight for what's right for America.
Absolutely. I totally agree. The Democratic Party really needs to be restructured.
Yes, it does.
They just seem to have no
boundaries.
Right. No boundaries or anything at this point. They need to be restructured. But what I will say is that we have to stand together. There's, you know, and the media, they seem to be really tied closely to the Democratic Party. They want to do the Democratic Party's bidding, so to speak. And case in point, they want to repeat the Democratic Party's talking points.
Yes, they do.
For instance, they spent weeks calling Donald Trump a racist. When that didn't ring a bell or that didn't impact Donald Trump negatively, then they wanted to start talking about white supremacy.
That's it.
You noticed on MSNBC, CNN, white supremacy, and these are direct talking points from the Democratic candidates.
Yes, they are.
And it's ridiculous. You've encountered actual white supremacists. You know that you, Barbara.
Yes, I have.
And you know that Donald Trump is not a white supremacist.
No.
But the media will repeat it over and over and over.
Hoping that it'll stick. And it
exactly.
does stick in some brains that aren't developed well.
Exactly. Exactly.
Or slow processing.
Right.
You know, or just evil people. Evil people want to believe that. They want to they want to believe something is negative about him, and they want to feel superior.
Absolutely. But to me, the white supremacist organization that I see operating today is Antifa. Now, Antifa is the acronym for anti-fascist, but they are a fascist organization. And President Trump is thinking about, according to Breitbart today, August 17th, he is thinking about designating Antifa as a domestic terrorist organization. Your thoughts,
Barbara?
And
they should. Because what do? They put masks on and they terrorize people. And they hit people in the head with chains or with bricks or with whatever they can put their hands on. They are a terrorist organization. And I'm glad that our president is singling them out and labeling them for what they are and who they are and what they do. They don't add to the greatness of America. That is definitely for sure. And I thought someplace they were trying to pass laws that they had to not, they were going to be forced to have their faces uncovered.
Well, I think Portland is considering that. I'm not sure if it passed. But Portland, Oregon, where Antifa seems to flourish,
yes.
Is considering that law where they cannot have a mask on.
They're such cowards. Mm-hmm. Such cowards. No, show your face. Show your face.
I just want to mention very briefly, your book is available on Amazon, wherever online books are sold, Books a Million, wherever you can buy books online, Barbara's book is available. It's called Escaping the Racism of Low Expectation. And if you can't remember that title, just type in Barbara from Harlem and her book will come up.
Yes.
Now, where were we last week? I think we talked about it on the radio a little bit last week. We were with Mark Levin.
Oh,
Bark
yes.
Bark in the Park.
Oh, that was a joyful experience.
And Mark gave you a high compliment. You want to share it with the audience?
Yes, and he well, anyway, he said that he really liked the book. And so far, with the feedback that I've been getting from those who have read the book and also on Amazon, that people find it to be an easy read and is very impactful. So I'm thankful for that.
Absolutely. And hopefully you'll be on the Mark Levin Show either this week or next week.
I'm going to try my best to get in. Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
You
want
to read that?
No. And what else now? Well, we were at the Bark in the Park. I'm very disappointed that we didn't get up to New Hampshire.
Yes, let's talk about that for a moment.
We didn't, you know, have the things arranged. But at any rate, maybe next time, God spare our lives to one day get to be that close to him so we can meet him.
Yes, as you may know, President Trump had a rally in New Hampshire this past Thursday. Now, the media tried to say that there weren't that many people, this or that, but we've learned that we can't really trust the mainstream media. I mean, that's
never,
the bottom line.
Never.
They had an overflow crowd in Manchester, New Hampshire. I'm sure we're going to meet the president in the near future. I mean, we're trying to reach out to people in his campaign and what have you, and that will happen, but I was disappointed we couldn't go as well. But we will get to meet the president.
Yes, 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 yes. But from what I can see, it was an exciting time. You know, when you have patriots coming together, it's always high energy. And that is the American spirit. It's not like those ugly gatherings where they have these nasty signs and, you know, they're dressed up like crazy people. This is always dignified. It's always happy. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, something that I love. I love to go to rallies with patriots.
Absolutely. I want to go back to that. But I also want to touch on the 6 police officers who were shot this past week in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. 6 cops were shot. But thank God the wounds were not fatal. They left the hospital, I believe, that night. You had a black man, Democrat, a Muslim, Maurice Hill. Barbara, give us, please, any background you have on this suspect, please.
Well, I don't have much information on him. I mean, you know, I just think it's disgraceful. But what was even more alarming was how the people in that neighborhood and what I could see, they were blacks.
Yes. Yes.
How they carried on, how they taunted the police. Now, the police there make sure you don't get shot.
Well, let's
yes,
yes
go
I'm
right
sorry,
ahead.
Barbara.
Go ahead.
Thank
go ahead.
You. But let's dig a little deeper in that. And I got to watch your time for break. But the fact that the police came there to help the neighborhood because it was this crazy.
They were totally unappreciated.
Right.
And I bet you most of those people out there. Acting, I mean, it was so disrespectful, it was embarrassing to even watch.
Wow.
And one man, I don't know what kind of unresolved anger issues he had, but he made himself look like an idiot.
Right.
And throwing things at the police officers. You know what? It went. You know, I watched 48 Hours when I couldn't catch it.
Mm-hmm.
And in these neighborhoods, and, you know, and I live in a black neighborhood also, in these neighborhoods, when someone gets shot, you can hear the calls, 911, please send someone quickly. My cousin has been shot, etc. I mean, are these people crazy? These police officers, these first responders, put their lives on the line to come and service people.
Absolutely.
To serve them and to protect them.
Absolutely.
As much as possible. And you have nerve enough to taunt and to harass the very people who put on that uniform and put their lives on the line. I mean, it was so embarrassing. And being, I guess, because I'm a black woman, it was even more embarrassing. And I'm saying to myself, I bet you most of those people, 99% of them out there, have not been properly socialized. Probably were raised in a single family household. Didn't get the attention that a child should get. Didn't get the affirmation that a child should get. Didn't get the love that a child should get. And they have all of this unresolved anger in their souls. And because they've been trained by CNN, MSNBC, and people like Sharp Tongue and others to hate law enforcement, hate and reject authority. They were out there. It was despicable how they carried on. I was so embarrassed. We need to really start talking about the broken homes and broken lives, because we need some healing right away. We're going to go to break. Stay tuned for the other half of our urban story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of theBlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
And Welcome back to our Urban Story, the second half. Today is Saturday, August 17th, 2019. And just in case you're just joining us at the top of the hour, we spoke about Israel barring entry to Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib into Israel. We can't blame Israel. These two women are documented, confirmed anti-Semites.
And Americans hate us.
Absolutely. And we just think it's really, really, you need to vet all people, but particularly Muslims, in terms of their ideology, because why let someone into the United States that's anti-Western? And when I say anti-Western, they're anti-Christian, anti-Jew. They should not be allowed into the United
States. They shouldn't even have been allowed in our Congress.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But
I want to just say that the cops, the police officers, we want to thank you for all that you do.
Absolutely.
And particularly police officers that work in urban areas such as Philadelphia, Newark, New York City,
Madison, New Jersey,
Patterson, Irvington. I mean, they see the worst in humanity, and yet they still go in. Whereas you and I would run out, the police officers go in. And so they put their lives on the line for us every single day. The thin blue line is that what's stopping the evil person from attacking you, killing you, is that police officer.
And this station is run by police officers. It was started by people who are in law enforcement. And they published a blue magazine. And it's a magazine that focuses on the life of officers. And, I mean, it's one of the best magazines I've ever seen.
Very well put together. Very well designed.
Absolutely.
Great content. I want to mention that on next Sunday, August 25th, we're going to have a cleanup in Newark. It's Americans Helping Americans. The same people who were involved in cleaning up Baltimore are going to come into Newark, and we're going to be a part of that, Barbara from Harlem and I, and work with them to help clean up Newark. I just wanted to make sure I mentioned that. Also, Barbara's book, great memoir, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectation, is doing well, but we want to get the sales up. And a very good book, very solid book.
Yes, we want to put it on the bestsellers list.
Absolutely, absolutely. Barbara, we talked about the attack on the police officers in Philadelphia who are trying to stop this madman, this drug dealer, and also the attack on police officers in Harlem recently, your stomping ground, throwing buckets of water on police officers. What are your thoughts?
I mean, it's absolutely insane. Absolutely disrespectful. And like I said, you know, the broken home, I think, has a lot to do with what's going on in our society today. All we have to do is look at the prison population, and we see a lot of those fatherless children end up in prison. A lot of them, unfortunately, end up, you know, committing crimes, and because they're lost. They're lost. They don't have any direction. As far as, like, family pride and family name is concerned, I don't even hear that anymore. And, I mean, it's very frightening. And it's very sad to see what's going on, how they disrespect the police officers that are there to protect you. And I believe that that's because they don't have any respect for authority.
Right.
They haven't been socialized properly. And a lot of unresolved anger. You see, the Democratic Party has created a lot of victims. And this victim ideology that they shove down the throats of in the black community very, very successfully and very ongoing. I mean, we're seeing what it has produced.
Right.
And what it has produced is not good for America, and it's not good for these young men and these young women to grow up in such a hostile, with such a hostile attitude and in such a hostile environment.
Absolutely. And I think there's a connection, I really do, between like a group like Antifa, and which attacks those that don't agree with the Democratic
Party.
And the young blacks who are attacking police. I think the common thread for both groups is the rejection or the ignorance of God.
Oh, my goodness.
Without
that has a lot
God,
to do with
and
that.
I'm not saying God in general. I'm being very specific. I'm talking about the God of the Bible, because the God of the Bible is real. He is real. I don't know about Allah. I don't know about Vishnu. I don't know about any of these other gods. But I know that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is real. The Bible has been tested and proven to be true. Now,
but the bottom line
But if
is,
you reject the principles, the godly principles, the laws that keep us, keep this in order, you're going to have chaos. And that's what you have in Portland with Antifa, which President Trump is considering designating as a domestic terrorist organization.
And they should. It should be. And as a matter of fact, I would put some of these people who promote godlessness on that terrorist list also, because they don't promote the Judeo-Christian values that made this country great, made us prosperous, and you know, it was a much safer and, you know, easier place to live. Now, even as a senior citizen, you have to be very, very, very mindful of, you know, where you go, who comes next to you, et cetera, because it's very dangerous nowadays. But that's because of the rejection of God, the rejection of his principles. And for those Democrats who call themselves Christians, how can you tell your child that you are a Christian or have them believe in Christian values when you support people who say down with God?
Absolutely.
The children see your hypocrisy. And they're not going to respect you for that, because they can call you on that any day of the week. You call yourself a Christian. God says, thou shalt not kill. He hates the shedding of innocent blood. God says man should leave and cleave. And you support people who say, forget all of that. Let me give you the new rules of the day. And you support it wholeheartedly. And then still want to call yourself a Christian. What can you teach your child about morality when you have none yourself?
That's a very good question.
And that is the problem, because once you lose that moral compass and let people guide you into supporting them, promoting their ideology, and it's anti-God, anti-Bible, then you don't have any moral compass left. And you can't tell your children right from wrong, and wrong is wrong, and right is not wrong, because look at how you live. People look at how you live more than listen to what you say. And you're being a hypocrite. So I hope more people who are going to church will realize you cannot serve two masters. Either you're going to serve God and reject the dark ideology that right now the Democratic Party is pushing down your throat, and it's causing a lot of havoc. It's causing a lot of chaos. It's creating unnecessary anger, and I think it's putting more people at risk. They never, these candidates, Democrats, never talk about black-on-black crime.
Yes.
They ignore that.
Why do they ignore that? Why, Barbara? Why do you think they ignore it?
Because it's not important to them. Human life is not important. What's important is staying in power, being in more control, and changing the founding of this country, remaking this country in their own image of socialism, Marxism, and government total dependency. So the black-on-black crime is not a major issue with them. I don't believe it is. Just like when our ambassador was over there in Benghazi, was it a major issue to try to protect him? No.
Wow.
I mean, is it a major issue with the Democratic Party to protect babies in the womb? No. They devalue life. Yeah. Now, when it comes to criminals who have been convicted of rape, murder, and torture, and there's no doubt that they have the right man, they say, have mercy.
Right.
Have compassion.
Exactly.
Oh, no, you can't give them an injection.
Right, right.
That's too cruel. Oh, right. No electric chair. That's inhumane. But it's not. And look at that dog being tied up by that fence. That's inhumane. Let me rescue that dog. But yet and still, I vote to kill babies and vote for people who say kill the babies and sell those baby parts so you can make more money. And then you want to tell your children, respect human life, respect people in authority. You can't do it. You have no moral grounds to stand upon. You cannot have it both ways.
Absolutely. And I think it's important for Christians to start really thinking critically. Don't let the Democratic Party persuade you to accept their platform without question. Their platform is dangerous and it's anti-American, and it goes against what the Bible says. So the bottom line is, we have to choose. Is God more important or a political party?
And God will not settle for second place. It has to be God first. All of your choices, decisions, your voting, you do everything as unto God. The Bible tells you that.
Amen.
Everything. It didn't say except voting. It doesn't say except except voting. It doesn't say that.
Exactly.
Do everything as unto God.
Right.
When you're supporting someone, you say, would God support this person?
Right.
What does this person believe in? Does this person believe in life is precious? Does this person believe in the traditional institutions that made this country great?
Right.
And that God has ordained?
Exactly.
That's what you do. You put God first. And if he's not first, all of your going to church, all of your singing, all of your praises are for naught. As Jesus said, they worship me with their lips.
Right, right.
But their heart is far from me.
Absolutely.
He's going to say, depart from me. I know you not. I know you not. And is that what we want
for our eternal journey? And I put this on Twitter this past week. As Christians on Sunday, we're saying, I can do all things Christ who strengtheneth me. But then the rest of the week, we're blaming the white man. We're blaming this one. We're blaming that one. So are we victors through Christ or are we victims? We're speaking out of both sides of our mouths. We're speaking with forked tongues. We believe that we can do all things through Christ who strengthen us, then why are we blaming dead slave masters for our problems? Why are we blaming the white man? I know that's easier facing it.
All of that becomes platitudes. It's what they do every Sunday. Same thing over and over and over. Nobody's growing in the grace and knowledge.
Right.
Because once you grow in the grace and knowledge, you would reject that ideology.
Right, right.
And that's all there is to it. So I just want to repeat, I'm so happy that Israel has, banned these people from visiting.
Well, I'm just reading Breitbart.com, and it was saying the Palestinian organizer of Omar and Tlaib's trip promoted anti-Semitic blood libel trope against Jews. So their trip was organized by this, I guess, Palestinian guy.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's really
you can't
pathetic.
Trust these people. You can't trust them. They don't belong in our Congress. That's like AO crazy. She doesn't belong in our Congress.
Right. You know, she said, AOC says she pledges to cease trips to Israel. My response is,
For what?
Who cares? She's a part of the squad, and she's upset that Tlaib and Omar were banned from Israel, correctly banned from Israel. AOC saying she's going to cancel trips to Israel means nothing.
That means
absolutely zero.
And that's another.
I'm sorry, Barbara. I just want to state this.
I'm sorry.
Less than 25, I think it's even less than that. Very few people in her district in Bronx and the Queens contribute or have contributed to her campaign. So her own constituents don't give a damn because she doesn't give a damn about them. So who cares if AOC cancels trip to Israel? She's not that important in the whole scheme of things.
She really isn't. She's another one. You know, she's a hater of America, hater of our Democratic Republic, hate. And she needs to go back to bartending. You know, she is really A-O crazy. And I think it was, Rick Valdez, he calls her all-out crazy.
Yeah.
I just call her A-O crazy.
And I want to touch on Joe Biden before we close.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's just a gaffe machine. He makes a lot of verbal mistakes. And maybe the reality of it is Joe Biden
is not ready.
He's not fit. He's run for president, I think, twice before. He didn't make it. But obviously, it was Obama's vice president. But he would not be able to stand up to Trump. None of them at this point can stand up to Trump. I know there are polls saying Trump is behind Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden. Don't believe those polls, folks, because as we remember, in 2016, every poll, and even if Hillary led by 2 points, but they had Hillary Clinton leading Donald Trump.
And all of the running that he's done, and as long as he's been in politics, the best thing he's done is make his son rich, make himself rich, and make his family rich. What has he done for America?
Absolutely.
Absolutely nothing. The only thing he can do is play that race card, and he comes out of his mouth with that also. Then from what I understand, mean, nasty, and I say that because I've met him before. What's his name? Oh, my goodness.
That's okay.
I told you earlier he was doing a fundraiser for Kamala Harris.
Oh, yeah, Spike Lee.
Spike Lee, because I've met him, and I met him at some event, whatever. And he was a very nasty person. I didn't like him when I met him. But anyway, he's supposed to be, from what I understand, having a fundraiser for Harris.
Right.
Okay. And I mean that, but they're people of the same ilk.
Yeah.
They're people of the same ilk. And I hope that I read incorrectly that it's a sold out event. I don't see how anybody in their right mind can even support something like this. Here is a woman who slept her way to wherever she is. We have to get back to some moral principles. You know, the content of your character is important. Spike Lee has done nothing but promote racism.
Absolutely.
From the time he came on the scene, he's a very hateful person. Right. You meet him in person, you really wish you didn't even meet him.
Right.
That's how I felt when I met him.
Right.
They're very godless.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We need to have people who understand that they answer to a higher authority, not
Absolutely.
Just themselves.
Absolutely.
And she, Harris, whatever, is not fit to run America. She's another one of these open border people. Open borders would do more destruction.
Yes, absolutely.
To inner city America and
absolutely.
Particularly to blacks. But these people don't care.
They don't care. They do not care.
And I hope people will hear that and get it through their heads. They don't care. Stop acting like you're used to being so abused that you're going to stay in this rut of being abused and keep voting over
Absolutely.
And over for your abuser.
Well, one of the definitions of insanity
is doing the same thing over and over.
And
expecting different results.
And black people keep doing this over and over.
Yes.
Every election cycle, voting predominantly for Democrats.
That's
correct.
So
the Democrats don't have to fix anything, correct
Never.
Anything. In our inner cities, because they know blacks have been brainwashed that we automatically vote for Democrats. That must end. But before we run out of time, I just want to mention
yes.
that Elizabeth Warren and others have remarked on Michael Brown, the 5th anniversary, Ferguson, the whole thing of Ferguson, saying he was murdered. So I applaud the Boston Herald and others, the police department in Boston, for saying to her she needs to stop using that incorrect
it.
Dangerous rhetoric, because that's the kind of rhetoric that feeds into our black young people throwing buckets of water on police, disrespecting. The fact of the matter is that more blacks kill each other than the police could ever kill blacks.
Absolutely.
That is a documented fact. The two biggest things
yes.
that are killing black people are the abortion clinics and black on black crime. I know it's easy to blame the white cops. I get it. It's easier than to face the truth. But as we said earlier in the show, too many leftists and liberals lie. Elizabeth Warren lied. But Michael Brown was not murdered, okay? The police officer in Ferguson, Missouri, was defending himself. Michael Brown, and I don't, you know.
You know, Elizabeth Warren is one of those who think she's the savior for black people.
Right.
And she just says these things mm-hmm. against the police. Because she wants to get more of the black vote.
Absolutely.
Black people, you need to wake up.
Absolutely.
You need to stop being used and abused and raped over and over and over again. And you get nothing. You absolutely get nothing. These people don't care about you.
Right.
And you cannot keep on going. The 79% of blacks say that they're Christians. You cannot keep calling yourself a Christian.
Absolutely.
And voting for these people who say God is irrelevant.
Absolutely.
God is not necessary.
Very important. And I want black
and
pastors.
And that's what they do.
I want black leaders of churches to understand what we're saying here.
Absolutely.
You
Stop
are choosing
it.
A political party.
Over God.
And you may not get it right away as I'm saying it, but you are choosing a political party over God.
Absolutely.
That's what you're doing.
And that's why there's so much devastation in the communities. That's why you have four or five churches on one block and you don't see any power. All you see is our young women
right.
having babies out of wedlock
right.
and our young children growing up without a father.
Right.
Some of them don't even have the name of a father on their birth certificate.
Absolutely.
We need to get ourselves back in contact with the principles that God has laid down for our protection, for our prosperity,
Absolutely.
And for our happiness.
Before we go, I want to thank all those Facebook users who liked and shared Barbara's video, her walkaway video. I think it's up to 8,000, 9,000 hits 8, and likes.
Or something like that, yes.
So, yeah, congratulations, Barbara. You're a gifted speaker.
Well, thank you.
And we thank the audience for showing her love on Facebook. Now we're at the end of the show, and Barbara, please close us out.
Yes, and don't forget to pick up Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations at any of the popular outlets, including like Amazon, you know, Simon & Schuster. And we want to say may God continue to bless America, bless all of us to do the right thing, learn the right thing, and be able to stand up. And God bless our president. Don't forget, this is
Our Urban Story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey. The Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care. The Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are Blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.